About a year ago, in response to what they call palpable hostility towards women, a group of students at Michigan Tech began publishing a newspaper they call Beyond the Glass Ceiling. We wondered what this says about the campus culture and attitudes towards women at the campus in Houghton in the Upper Peninsula, and what those who write in Beyond the Glass Ceiling are trying to say to their fellow students as well as faculty and school administrators. I'm joined now by Katie Snyder. She's a PhD candidate in rhetoric and technical communication at Michigan Tech. Katie, just why was this newspaper needed?
Well, you know, the university has done a lot over the years to address the gender imbalance and campus culture, but we really felt like we needed to provide a forum for students to talk about this issue and to have their say.
Now, there have been six issues of Beyond the Glass Ceiling, correct? So it's been out not quite a year, and I was wondering, is there a difference in the way students receive the paper at the outset versus now? Has there been some progress?
that little laugh
is telling, Katie Snyder.
We initially received some good feedback from a few students and from people in administration, but the most recent addition. You know, papers have been thrown in the garbage. We've received negative feedback from several female students who are saying we're creating a problem where one doesn't exist. So the feedback is, we don't get a lot of feedback, to be honest, but I would say it's not trending positive at this point.
You've actually, Katie, had some men write pieces for the paper. As I look through, they're all online, so I was looking at them, and I saw guys writing. What have their messages been?
I mean, there are male and female students alike who perceive the sexism problem on campus, because sexism is not just a problem for women, but it limits men as well. So one student was talking about this issue in terms of how gender stereotypes are limiting for men and women. I think that was in one of the first or second issues.
Yeah.
And so that was a thoughtful piece and useful, I think.
What are you hoping through your writing and through working on Beyond the Glass Ceiling and ultimately your dissertation, how are you hoping to infect the conversation about sexism?
Well, one thing on Michigan Tech's campus is just to have a conversation, because there's been very little, at least in the last 5 years, you know, in a broad way. There's been very little conversation about sexism. So it's to open up that debate, you know, for students. And, you know, the other thing is that we do see a lot at stake here, that engineering and the sciences, if there's only a limited part of the population involved, it's mainly men, then there's so many perspectives that are being left out. And we have some really serious problems to address in this world, you know, with housing and transportation and water and the environment. And the STEM fields address those. And I think we really limit ourselves when we leave out women and minorities from this field.
But I bet as you and the other students are putting out these editions of Beyond the Glass Ceiling and trying to, as you say, get a conversation started on the Michigan Tech campus, and then you have women slamming you saying you're creating trouble where none exists. So sometimes you feel like Don Quixote tilting at that windmill.
Yeah, it does become difficult to talk about a problem that has in many ways become kind of subtle. You know, I mean, the statistics are obvious, but the ways that it's enacted are subtle. And women, you know, women on Tech campus and their defense, certainly they're just trying to get through. You know, they're trying to do something that they care about, and they're trying to figure out a way to do that. And they don't have a lot of tools, so to speak, in their favor. So we're hoping that we can convince them to try and see from a different perspective, you know, for everyone's benefit.
Katie Snyder is one of the Michigan Tech University students who's behind the campus newspaper Beyond the Glass Ceiling, trying to change the conversation and get a conversation started about sexism on the campus at Michigan Tech. Katie, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.